Strap on your headphones, nerdlingers, because it's time to get your geek on.
Who's got the latest? Who's got the greatest? Who puts dog darts in your head?
Set your compasses north by northwest, ladies and babies. It's time to rhyme in the pines.
It's time for 206 Geeks!
From the shores of the sound to the needle renown, out in pivotal...
Oh, well, it helps to actually hit the mic button. There we go. Alright, so here's another episode of 206 Geek, and I'm your host, Todd. And, well, this week I wanted to talk about, there's that last episode of The Flash, which was... Wow. And then, of course, you know, Black Lightning also. Wow, you know. Actually, probably the better response to both of those is... Whoa. You know? And then, yeah. Gotta love Neo, right? What was I saying? Oh, yes. Black Lightning and The Flash. And there should be a new episode of Legends coming out this week, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that because John Constantine is going to be on this episode. I don't know if he's going to be a regular or if it's just kind of a one or two episode arc or what, but I'd love to see him be a member of Legends. I do know that they have confirmed that Wally West is coming over to Legends, kind of filling in for Firestorm, I guess. Which is a bummer, because I was really hoping for John Constantine as a regular member, but I guess we'll have to wait and see, won't we? See here. I'm trying to think of what else. Not a lot's been going on. It's nothing new as far as... new episodes I've watched, but that's really about it. And as far as the rest of the things I talk about in the podcast, I've been trying to get some people to be guests on the show. I got some friends over at the Comic Book Dads, which is a podcast you should definitely check out. I'm trying to get those guys to come on, and possibly getting some friends to do a kind of a roundtable chat about the Arrowverse. Talk about everything from The Flash to Green Arrow to... Or just Arrow, rather. And then the other shows, you know, Supergirl and the Legends. And just have people to talk to about the shows. Because I don't really have anybody that I live near that watch these shows. So I can't really go, hey, did you catch that episode last night? Kind of thing. I would love to be able to have that. So if you are interested at all in... being a part of kind of a, I'm going to do it over Uber Conference, so you can either use the Uber Conference app, the website, or you can call into a number that I'm going to end up posting on the Facebook group, if you're not a follower of the Facebook page or the group, please go ahead and like the Facebook page at 206 Geek, and on that, if you scroll down, you'll see groups, and then the Facebook group will be in there. You can join that. A lot of times, if I, for whatever reason, sometimes when I go to share something on my iPad, it doesn't let me select the page manager. So I a lot of times will post it on the Facebook group. I don't understand it, but you know, whatever. That's a workaround, I guess. It also allows people to communicate with other listeners, people who are fans of the Facebook page itself. You know, you can communicate and talk. Although you can also comment on posts that I post on there, but people other than myself can post to the Facebook group. So that's kind of why I set it up that way. Let's see here. I don't know. The other thing I should talk about is Cloverfield Paradox. I'm hesitant to watch it because I was so disappointed by the original movie that I didn't even see the 10 Cloverfield Lane because of how much I was disappointed by that first movie. I saw the original movie in theaters, dude. I spent, you know, $12 to see this movie, and I kept hoping the movie would get better, and I sat through the whole thing thinking, oh, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, and it never did. I don't know, people like it for some reason, and I suspect that has to do with the director's cut that's on DVD and Blu-ray. I haven't watched it, but I hear that it makes a lot more sense. It's not as confusing. There's a lot of really subtle things in that movie, and if you don't really pick up on real subtle things, then the movie is not going to make any sense. So, at least it didn't when I saw it in theaters. A lot of people are like, oh my god, it's amazing, you should watch it. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm thinking I don't really need to watch that. So,
Todd, don't be an asshole.
I'm not being an asshole. I'm just saying I don't like that movie, and I don't think the sequels or whatever those are after the first one are going to be any good. So, and I did see the trailer for Deadpool 2, the newest one, the one that came out on as Chris Hardwick said it best, you know, the Muggle Ball, Super Muggle Ball is what he called it, and I was like, I like that, I'm going to use that. I've been saying sports ball forever, but there was a commercial, I guess, for Super Muggle Ball, and it was for Deadpool 2, and it shows Josh Brolin in full Cable gear and stuff, and apparently the footage they showed was before they finished the CGI. And of course, Deadpool himself, Ryan Reynolds, pops in and says, what's going on here? Why are we showing this without the CGI? His arm isn't supposed to be green. It's supposed to be a robotic arm. And I'm thinking to myself,
okay, they're talking about fictional characters. Fictional character.
So, yeah, I mean, the commercial was funny. I think that's what it was designed to be. It was designed to be funny and kind of... Of course, Deadpool's known for breaking the fourth wall. So, again, yeah, it's pretty good. What else? There was a bunch of things, I guess, I think. Let me take a peek real quick at what I have on... I've been doing some Stardust reactions or short reviews. And, let's take a peek here. So I can't remember what I recorded. I think I did a really brief. Or I saw someone posting about the Goonies today, and I was like, "Oh hell yeah, dude! Goonies is absolutely one of my favorite movies of all fucking time." Mainly because I was that age. I was the same age as the kids in the movie when it came out. So, you know, I'm the same age as Corey Feldman and Sean Astin and those guys. They're all in their mid-40s now. I talked about Black Lightning, talked about Deadpool 2. Oh, here we go. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. I saw this trailer, and I'm thinking to myself, it looks like they're regurgitating the same stuff that we saw the last four or five times. That last movie, it was okay. It was, you know, it had some cool effects, and the story was very... recycled, and sometimes that can be a good thing. You know, it kind of reignites a passion for the originals, maybe. But I think this is probably where a lot of people are hating on Star Wars are. I'm not feeling it. You know, it's basically the same as the last one and the ones before it. You know, the original book was amazing. Someone said, oh, the book is so much better. And after I saw that first movie back in 1993, and I'm thinking, there's no way that this book is better than this movie. This movie was amazing. So, I got the book. I'm not a book reader by any stretch of the imagination. Oh my god, it took me a month to read that book. It was so difficult for me to keep focusing on this. I would get a page and a half into it, and then I'd start getting sleepy, or ADD would kick in, and I'd be like, you know, ooh, shiny, what else is going on, kind of thing. And so it took me a month to read that movie, or that book, rather. And, and then, of course, Jurassic Park 2 and 3, they're okay. Basically, from what I've read in the books, the second and third movie are basically taken from the first book. A lot of it, anyway. But, I was not impressed by the new Jurassic Park or Jurassic World trailer. And I was expecting to see Jeff Goldblum, and Jeff Goldblum wasn't in the trailer, so. Yeah. So, if you really want to see some funny reviews on movies, definitely check this app out, Stardust. Look for it on the App Store and in Google Play. One of the people you should definitely follow on the Stardust app is Epic Voice Guy, John Bailey. I interviewed him about a year and a half, 2 years ago now. Really super nice guy, really funny too. He does a lot. Sometimes he does reviews in character as one of the people in the trailer, and he uses a Snapchat filter to use that person's face, and he does these dead on impressions. Of course, he's a voice actor, so he's a lot of what he does is voice matching, and he does trailers and stuff for movies when they can't get the original actor to do a voice or a line for the trailer or whatever. He does it, so it's really good to... Okay, I talked about Cloverfield Paradox. I may end up watching it, but I don't know. I'm not in any hurry, to be honest. And, and the biggest trailer that came out on Super Muggle Ball, day was the trailer for Solo, a Star Wars movie. That really got me excited. I don't know. Again, this is one of those things where I've seen a lot of people hating on it and other Star Wars movies and just, it's terrible. Why would they do this? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. The trailer actually looked good. My opinion of it may change when I finally actually see it, but until then, it looks good. So, and I'm going to keep an open mind. And again, then I've liked all the other Star Wars movies so far, since Disney's taken over. I still maintain that they are doing much better than George Lucas did on the last three movies he did. So, that's just me. And see what else. Yeah. You know what? Hell, I'll go ahead and play what I said here. Hold on. Hit play.
Yeah. The first teaser trailer for Solo, a Star Wars movie? I can't wait. That's all I can say. Is from what I've seen so far, it looks amazing. We get to see the Millennium Falcon before it's the Millennium Falcon. We get to see Han Solo and Chewbacca. We see, you know... We see everybody. It's awesome. Well, not everybody. Everybody that's involved with, you know, his origins anyway. So, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, as you could tell, I was still kind of like, oh, my God, you know. I was, like, totally turning into, you know, Bob Marino. Oh, my God, can't believe it, you know. So, yeah, so that was pretty good. Oh, and I saw the trailer for Dundee. I like the original Crocodile Dundee movies, and I like Danny McBride in pretty much everything he's done so far that I've seen. I can't think of any movie that he's been in that I thought was, this is absolutely retarded. Actually, no, let me back up. I take that back. There was one movie I saw him in that I thought was really stupid, and it was a waste of time and money, and that was that movie with... Seth Rogen and all those guys playing themselves in, like, the apocalypse, where, you know, shit hits the fan and, like, hell on earth coming. I think it was called This Is the End or whatever. That movie was terrible. Oh my God, that was such a bad movie. It wasn't as bad as Spring Breakers, mind you. And that was god-awful, too. I actually walked out of the theater on that one. This Is the End, I think, was that one of those movies I kept hoping it would get better. Towards the end. It never did. See. Yeah, no, Dundee just... No. No. There's... The upside to the trailer was there's a lot of cameos. Every Australian actor who works in Hollywood basically was in this trailer. Everyone, including the Hemsworth brothers. And the girl from Scooby-Doo, the live Scooby-Doo movie from, you know, 2005 or whenever it was. The blonde girl. I don't remember her name. Anyways, and there's a bunch of other, a bunch of people. Anybody and everybody, with the exception of maybe there wasn't any, God, of course, my brain decides to reboot itself right in the middle of a thought. Anyways, another famous actor who's famously from Australia. Man, this bugs me. I hate it when this happens. I can see the guy's face. I know the movies he's been in. I don't want to be that asshole who says, you know, he was in blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. You know, that famous guy. And I'm just drawing a blank on his name. Anyways, moving on. I'll remember here in about 5 minutes. Let's see here. You know, I was thinking the other day, I was on social media, I was screwing around on there, and I was also browsing through Netflix, and I was like, I wish there was more episodes of Disjointed. And I was thinking, you know what? The producer and writer of the show liked a thing that I posted about that TV show on Twitter. And I was thinking, you know what? I think hold on a sec.
Spoiler alert!
Alright, if you haven't watched any of Disjointed, I'm going to say something that's going to be spoilery, so now's your chance to pause. In the first season, at the very end of the last episode, you see Cheech and Chong. They're kind of sitting there smoking, getting high, and kind of laughing at whatever. That was the only cameo that I ever saw on the show. Season 2 didn't have that. And I was thinking, you know what they should have on the next season, assuming they get one, and I'm sure they will, because it's a funny-ass show. They should get Jay and Silent Bob on there. They should get Jay Muse and Kevin Smith on Disjointed. Hell, have Jay and Silent Bob hanging out in front of the store, you know? Or have them come in to buy some. I don't know. I'm not a writer, so I have no idea what they could do. I'm just thinking it would be awesome to see those characters on the show. So I sent him that tweet, and I guess a day or two later, I got a response from him saying, it's like, Kevin Smith liked, you know, because he replied, and I didn't see it, of course. I'm rarely ever on Twitter, but when I do check it, I usually get caught up. So apparently he had liked or responded to my tweet saying, that'd be awesome. And then Kevin Smith liked his response to my question, or my statement, rather. Then he responded again, oh my god, he liked it. This is awesome. This makes me happy. I would absolutely love to see those guys on that show. I don't smoke weed. I don't partake in it at all. But I like weed humor. You know, I like silly, goofy slapstick and just goofy-ass humor. In the last episode of the podcast, I did a commentary on Batman Gotham by Gaslight, which was really cool movie. It's basically, you know, Batman in the Victorian era times, and he's, you know, hunting down and trying to capture Jack the Ripper, and it's one of those movies where at one point in the movie you're like, all right, who the hell is Jack the Ripper? I mean, that's a question everyone's always been asking, was Jack the Ripper, who is the Jack the Ripper? Was he somebody famous? Was he just some average dude? There's the speculation that he was a doctor because of how he killed the women and all, you know. But in this movie, you know, I'm assuming you heard the last episode. If you haven't, again,
spoiler alert.
And we find out about 3/4 of the way into the movie. It was a good 20 minutes from the end, maybe half hour from the end, that we find out that Jim Gordon is Jack the Ripper. And I'm like, oh, this is some M. Night Shyamalan type shit right here. Wow, I did not see that coming. I didn't hear at the beginning of the movie, I was thinking, you know, I bet Jack the Ripper is Two-Face. But that's just kind of how my DC fanboy mind went. It's like, you know, it makes sense that would be him because he's already kind of split personalities. But no, it was Jim Gordon. And I was like, holy shit. So, And, you know, I was totally like,
whoa.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that was a good movie. Definitely recommend, if you have any of the other DC animated movies, I recommend getting this one. If not, buying it, renting it, and watching it. It's really, really good. Let's see here. I think there's new episodes of Lucifer on... No, that was on Monday night. That's on the same night as Supergirl, so not tonight. I think tonight is Arrow. So I'll probably be doing a... I'll definitely be doing a Stardust review on that. After I'm done watching it. What else? Yeah, Dundee was terrible. God, I was... No. let's see here. I did a review on Yoga Hosers, or as I like to call it, Clerks A. Canadian Clerks, or Clerks A. It's basically Clerks with two young teenage girls instead of two 20-something-year-old boys. So, that's the difference. The counter they stand behind is basically, it looks similar to this Quick Stop, with the exception of everything on the counter behind them is got some Canadian variant of an American product. Let's see here. I think that's pretty much it for the Stardust. I mentioned that I saw The Flash, in this episode, Barry Allen, in the last episode we saw that, you know, the warden was, corrupt, and that he found out that Barry was The Flash, and moved him to the Metahuman wing, and was going to sell him to, that lady who's played by Starbuck on Battlestar, or BSG, Katie Sackhoff. And she has a British accent in this show, and it's... I'm pretty sure she's not British, because her accent is terrible. It is. I'm sorry, Katie. I think you're a good actor more often than not. I don't buy this British accent. But that's me. So, yeah, in this episode, last night's episode, Barry is talking to the other metas and trying to figure out a way to get out of there, because if this woman gets a hold of them, she's going to sell them to somebody to use them as a weapon. And so they devise a way to get out. And, of course, Barry being a scientist and knowing all about elements and, you know, science type shit, being able to make stuff out of things and MacGyver the hell out of stuff, he uses it was like powder, some sort of powder and some other liquids, and he made some sort of acid, and he melted through the locks and was able to unlock the cages that were there all in. And you know, they heard somebody talking about how this part of the prison was built on the old prison, and so they could go into, there's tunnels underneath, and so they use that same stuff to unlock the cages to go down, you know, open this huge thing in the floor to go down below and find the tunnels and escape. And while they in the process of them escaping, the girl who had like the ability to steal someone's luck, started chatting up with him, and she realized that he was not a bad guy. In fact, he didn't belong there like the rest of them. Unlike the rest of them, rather. And so when they finally got out, as soon as they got out, and they were just, you know, talking about what they're going to do next, and somebody, and it turns out to be the warden. The warden shoots Barry with like this gun that has like shackle launcher. It shoots these metahuman shackles onto his leg, so basically he nullifies his powers. And he says, you know, just for your information, before you guys, you know, try to leave and get out of here, you should know that Barry here is the Flash, so as soon as you get out, he's going to collect you and put you all back in here anyways. So, at this point, they all decide they're going to, you know, take out Barry, and the little good luck girl, I can't remember her name, or her character name, she stands in front of them and tries to protect Barry, and that's when DeVoe shows up. And DeVoe, like, in his, you know, his personal craft, or whatever you want to call it, his space age wheelchair, the hovercraft thing he has, apparently has robotic arms like Doc Ock, goes out and like grabs the metahumans each by the head and like sucks out their abilities, and as he's doing that, he's killing them. And yeah, so all this other stuff is going on, and on top of that, we see a kind of a side story with Ralph Dibny, also known as Elongated Man, and I didn't initially like him. I thought he was an arrogant shit, and he was going to be the downfall of Team Flash, is what I thought. And that's kind of how I think they meant to portray him. Because in this episode, he was dealing with some self-doubt and some, you know, what was me kind of situation. And he decides to quit. He's like, I'm done, I can't do this anymore. And then Caitlin shows up at his office and says, what's going on? And he's like, well, you know, whining about, you know, how he's going to end up, you know, losing all his friends for a mess, something he'll mess up or whatever. And then, of course, she turns into Killer Frost, and Killer Frost says, you know what, you're an idiot if you believe that. And she's like, for the amount of times that I've screwed things up and the amount of times that I've almost got people killed, they're still here for me. They're still my friends. God knows why, but they are. You know? And she says this in that, you know, complete bitch kind of meh kind of attitude that Killer Frost has, right? And he's like, you know, you're right. You know, I was stupid. And then he has an idea of how to help Barry get out of prison. Because in all of this stuff happening, he discovers that he has the ability to basically shapeshift into people. Because he's basically made of rubber, right? So he's able to change the shape of his face and his whole body into look like somebody else. And when he does that, he also gets their voice and everything else. Which is kind of convenient when you think about it, but it was still kind of funny. Let's see here. I'm not going to give away everything on that episode. You have to watch it yourself. Those are just the things that I wanted to talk about. Basically, the only things I could remember, to be honest. I should really start recording things after I watch an episode and collect my thoughts and just save it and then kind of edit everything together. But not having an actual PC to do any editing, all I have right now is my iPad, and I don't believe I could do any of that stuff with the iPad, at least not with the software I use for recording, because it doesn't have the ability to cut and paste. It would be awesome if it did, but it doesn't. So, anyways, that's today. You know, I'm not going to do much more than I've done already. Anyways, thanks for listening, and see you next time, and I'm going to probably go see Black Panther whenever. I'm definitely going to go see Black Panther when it comes out. I just don't know. I think it's either later this week or next week. So maybe the next episode I'll talk about the Black Panther movie. Maybe not. Maybe it will be the week after. Either way, I'll be seeing it sometime this month. And then next month, January, February, March, April, May, a couple months away for Deadpool 2, and I think also May is when Solo comes out too. So, yeah, I can't wait to see those. Really looking forward to seeing those movies. In the meantime, if you want to get a hold of me, you have any questions or comments about the podcast, You can shoot me an email, comments@206geek.com. You can also shoot me a message through Facebook at 206geek or on Twitter, also at 206geek. And be sure, if you are on the Stardust app, to find me and follow me. Just podcast 206geek. So, they don't have... Stardust doesn't have a link that I can share for my profile, so if you want to have like a link to it, best thing to do is to look at the Twitter feed and see my last post for Stardust, and then on that you can find my profile and follow me and whatever else. Let's see here. That's pretty much it. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next time. AMP, Patron, or TMG. You're a 206 geek, a 206 geek. If you're hitting up a barcade, spending all your weeks, you're a 206 geek, a 206 geek. If you're addicted to the novelties at Archie McPhee, you're a 206 geek, a 206 geek.